The world's permanent war crimes tribunal swore in 18 judges today in a ceremony in The Hague. Human rights advocates hailed the events as the most important milestone in international justice since the Nuremberg trials of Nazi leaders half a century ago. But the Bush administration, which strongly opposes the new International Criminal Court, did not send a representative to The Hague. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
In a solemn ceremony, one by one, 11 men and 7 women promised to administer justice impartially and conscientiously. The new court will be able to prosecute war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said that only by clearly identifying the individuals responsible for such crimes can whole communities be saved from being held collectively guilty.
It is that notion of collective guilt which is the true enemy of peace, since it encourages communities to nurture hatred against each other from one generation to the next.
The court has jurisdiction to hear cases against citizens of countries that have ratified the tribunal statute. It can also hear cases of crimes committed on the territory of ratifying states if those states themselves refuse to prosecute. The UN Security Council can also refer cases to the court. After lengthy negotiations, the Clinton administration signed onto the treaty, but President Bush nullified the U.S. signature. And his administration has actively campaigned against the International Criminal Court, fearing politically motivated prosecutions of American soldiers. But David Sheffer, ambassador at large for war crimes in the Clinton administration, says the best way to protect American interests is not by opposition to the ICC.
We really do not need to fear this court. We need to be cautious about it. We need to be careful about it. We need to work the process so that as participants in this court, we exercise the influence that, frankly, as a mega power, we should be influencing in this process.
The Bush administration has tried to neutralize the new tribunal by proposing bilateral treaties with countries granting U.S. citizens immunity from the court. Several such treaties have already been signed. And the U.S. Congress has passed the American Service Members Protection Act. It authorizes the U.S. president to use all necessary and appropriate means to free U.S. citizens being held in custody of the court. Here, it's been dubbed the Hague Invasion Act. Earlier today, pro-court activists raised the flags of member states on a windswept North Sea beach. Benjamin Ferenc, who was a U.S. prosecutor in Nuremberg, came to defend the court.
And so I'm pleased and honored to raise the flag of the United States, and I will ask all Americans to join me in a salute to that flag and for the principle of liberty and justice for all.
In a gentle mockery of U.S. opposition to the tribunal, each flagpole was surrounded by sandbag bunkers and cardboard soldiers as protection against an American landing. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.